I'm going to start with positivity because it's the new year, you know, beginning of 2024. So this was a lovely, lovely article on the Huffington Post. Now, the title doesn't sound that positive. It sounds more ominous, but it's a happy ending. Like all good massages and news stories, it's a happy ending. So here's the title. My church told me I needed Sex Addicts Anonymous. Here's what happened when I went. So basically, it goes over her journey. I think when she goes in, there's a group of women huddled together because it's from her church saying, there's women thinking of sex and it's evil. Oh. And so there's a great quote that she has near the end of the story, but it's not the end, but it's close to the climax. I finally realized that my whole life had been made up of other people's decisions based on fear, misinformation, and attempts to control. I now saw the truth. My sexuality, my body, the things I felt, the questions I had, and my desires weren't evil.
Oh, yes, lady.
Welcome to Sexy Time, where we answer your questions about sex, relationships, and everything sexy in between. Don't forget, you can send your burning questions by voice or email to sexytimedlove@gmail.com. That's sexytimedlove@gmail.com. Anonymous questions are welcome. Thanks for hooking up with us today. Now, let's cozy up and join our hosts, Alice and BK Johnson.
Welcome back to Sexy Time.
Welcome back to Sexy Time. Happy fucking New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. We hope you're having a lovely start to your 2024. And thanks so much for making us a part of your sexy, sexy day today. Listening to us wherever you may listen.
It's going to be a banging year. I can see it already.
It's going to be hot, steamy, and banging, baby. So, yeah. First, let's get the fun part out of the way first, you know. Shouting out our lovely supporters. Woo-hoo! Every time. We have a lovely new shout out. Odessa. Hey, Odessa, thank you so much for supporting. If you want to get in on the sexy shout outs, it's patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. That's patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. There's a lot of different tiers you can do. Let's go over the rest of our shout outs. Monster J, as always, the original dungeon master. We also have James with a Z.
James is and Mark.
Thank you so much, Mark, James, Master J, and Odessa for supporting the show.
We couldn't do the show without you guys. Appreciate you. If you want to join them, we have so many tiers. You don't have to do the shout out tier, but you can. Just go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. You can go all the way from just hanging out with us on Discord to coming to Pillow Talk or doming us entirely. We've got all sorts of tiers. We'd be happy to have you this fabulous, fabulous new year.
I'm a switch. So if you want to dom, if you want to sub, I'm open for negotiations. Come on Discord. We'll figure it out. It's great.
I've discovered I'm really not a switch.
You're not a switch. Okay, that's fine. As long as we've got one switch, I'll be happy to fulfill switch duties.
I used to say hashtag not a sub, but let's just say that has changed.
Oh my. Come dom us today. All right. Well, today is a sexy news day. Who shall go first? Me or you, Alice? I don't mind either way. I don't care.
Why don't we start with yours?
Yeah, all right. I'm going to start with positivity because it's the new year, you know, beginning of 2024. So this was a lovely, lovely article on the Huffington Post. If you want to check out the article, go in the description wherever you listen. It will be there, all these articles that we're referring to. Now, the title doesn't sound that positive. It sounds more ominous, but it's a happy ending. Like all good massages and news stories, it's a happy ending. So here's the title. My church told me I needed Sex Addicts Anonymous. Here's what happened when I went. And it's a lovely piece of her journey from, this has happened in college. I think it's probably like 10 years ago, at least, I think. And it's from a lovely woman named Samantha Bosch. Or Bosch, the reporter. And yeah, so basically it goes over her journey. I think when she goes in, there's a group of women huddled together because it's from her church saying there's women thinking of sex and it's evil. And so there's a great quote that she has near the end of the story, but it's not the end, but it's close to the climax. And I'll read that part to give you a summation. I finally realized that my whole life had been made up of other people's decisions based on fear, misinformation, and attempts to control. I now saw the truth. My sexuality, my body, the things I felt, the questions I had, and my desires weren't evil. And
yes, lady. She learned this by going to a Sex Anonymous thing, or
Sex Addicts Anonymous. Yes.
Sex Addicts. Oh wow.
Yes, she learned.
How did she learn that?
So again, it was a group of all women, because I think it was all through the church doing these things. And I think she has a part in there talking about how the leader of the group was, I think, a nun, saying how she was liberated from her sexual desires to the church. And I think through meeting all these women who are struggling with that and actually ignoring the main people, I think, or realizing what was going on, she comes on this journey all full circle of like, no, it's like, even if you can still believe in a creator and creation, that we were made this way and there's reasons why we have the desires and stuff. So I love it. It's a great piece. I recommend checking it out.
Wow. And what was that in again?
Huffington Post.
Love it.
It's by a woman named Samantha Bosch. Great. Thank you again for taking the courage to share that story too, because it was great. I recommend giving it a read.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to take a little turn here. We're going, actually, HuffPost is not far. We're going to the New York Post. This one's talking about, its title is New York University Professor Suggests Schools Teach Mating Dynamics to young Men Amid Rise of AI Sex Bots.
Oh boy. They've been trying to get
this
me.
This is really interesting. I've been hearing about this a lot, actually, in various like podcasts and stuff. You know, it's very interesting. I think I heard something recently where someone was saying that as like right now, AI is, it has some guardrails on it, right? Like it gets shy about sexually explicit conversations and stuff. Like the main AI chatbots get kind of shy. And I heard an expert recently saying that like once these guardrails are taken off, that's when people are going to start getting really lost in relationships with AI chatbots, and when like dating and dating apps are going to really have to change to reflect this trend. So anyway, I've been hearing about that anyway recently. Mm. So this article, it's a little older. It's actually from October, but I found it really interesting. So this guy, Scott Galloway, he's a New York University professor, and he thinks that schools should start teaching young men mating dynamics.
It's a fancy word.
He wants people to be able to seek and build meaningful relationships with romantic partners. And he says that approaching women and making them feel safe is a skill.
Interesting.
And it's also, and I agree, and it's also a risk, right? It's a risk, like to have to approach someone and
responsibility.
Like take the risk of rejection is also another thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's really interesting that he wants to have schools teach mating dynamics. I think that's a beautiful thing, especially like post Me Too. I've heard from a lot of guys that they're afraid, like, why do I have to ask a woman every time I want to kiss her or touch her? Like, what is consent? Like, there are a lot of questions that people still have about this. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great because, you know, like he says, quote, we are developing these digital analogs of life, meaning the AI, that create low entry, low risk relationships. You think that's not a bad thing? Well, it is, because it leads to loneliness and depression. And he tries to urge members of Gen Z to stop, quote, bed rotting and spend more time outside the house.
You jack off in bed and then the bed gets kind of rotten. What happens?
I think he just means people lying in bed doing nothing.
It's like the ending of Her. Have you seen the movie Her?
Yeah, but I don't remember the ending. And maybe we should do spoiler alert. Her, and you still want to see it, fast forward like a minute.
Well, the ending is the climax of him realizing that that the robot is basically catering to everyone, not just him, right? Like it's not like unique to him. And then it's like, wait, the robot's dumping him kind of, because it's dumping everybody else too, because it's had what it needed from him, type of thing.
And I'm like, this is really, it's really like fucking funny, actually, you know, because we We get so jealous as normal human beings with each other, right? Like monogamous folks in general.
That's
Like this is a thing that sometimes people deal with. Not all monogamous people, but some monogamous people deal with jealousy like hardcore. And they don't want, their partners looking at other people of the same or opposite sex, depending on what you're into. Anyway, like I think it's funny that nobody actually puts two and two together, that in fact, like if you are having a relationship with chat AI or whatever,
true.
like chat GPT or I guess open AI is the same thing. Like if you are having a relationship with chat GPT, chat GPT is having a relationship with like probably like 50,000 other people.
Yep.
That's probably a low number. And nobody really
It's a
thinks
lot.
about that and gets
You get a
jealous. I think
body
that's really
count?
funny. I think that's
It's
really funny,
hilarious. Yeah. We just
actually. I
want to
never
judge
thought of
the
that.
human. It's crazy. Instead of the
Yeah,
machine
never thought
too.
about that.
Oh, so
Well,
like
so
with sexy
anyway.
time, sex being in our title of sexy time on YouTube, I do notice that more and more the advertisements that pop up every now and then are like sex, like AI chatbots that are basically programmed to mainly be like sex chat or like relationship sex chat stuff. And it's like saying,
Okay.
so it's dedicated to that instead
So they're
of,
developing those
I
now.
think they are, yeah, for exactly like
Okay.
this. And this professor's probably warning against that. Oh, one side note, you mentioned the jealousy in our relationships and stuff. I mean, we all feel it. We all understand these thoughts and feelings. When I first like met my wife's family and friends from high school, she was really close to this high school guy, and they were like, I got to see them like reunion, like of a high school reunion type of thing, except not really an official one. But anyway, they were like hanging out and talking so much that I felt those pangs of jealousy. But
Oh yeah, that's real.
the key is trust. Like that's the way you beat jealousy, is like trust and seeing what goes on there. You know what I mean? Like,
And practice.
practice what? Oh yeah, with against your own jealousy.
Like jealousy, just like sadness or anger or whatever, it's another emotion that you have to address and process and handle, right? And the problem, and I'm totally with this guy. Like, I think Scott Galloway, like, great idea to teach mating dynamics, get people out there because I'm sorry, like, the more it's not just about sex, it's about relationships. Like, the more that we are like sitting there on TikTok or hanging out with our AI bot or whatever it is, like, the more we're not getting out, the more we're not taking these risks, the more we're not dealing with jealousy, the more we're not processing our emotions and dealing with other people. And so, what happens in those moments when you do have a real life situation? You don't know how to handle it. You're not practiced in handling it. And this is where, like, people start to go off the rails and start to get reactive in ways that aren't really healthy in public or with small groups of people or with one other person, right? And that's when dangerous behaviors can come out. So I'm 100% down for this. Let's get people out of this like post me too, post COVID, like afraid to date thing.
How would you
Like
combat
let's
that? Because I completely sympathize. I'm glad you brought that up now twice, the post me too, where, I always hear that from, and if I was a single guy out there, I would be terrified of that too, because I have stories that I've done that I know I was innocent, but other women see things or heard things from me that they say like, oh, he's definitely doing bad things. But I was like, oh, no, I know I'm innocent. And then I have a group of women who agree that I'm innocent. And I have a group of women who want to me too me. You know what I mean? I've even had that before me, long before me too. So I can completely sympathize with what men deal with saying it's not worth it to go out there and do these things. So how would you help combat that, in your opinion? Because I think that's really important.
combat. How would
That
I help
fear,
combat?
knowing about those things, like trying to do these things in the Me Too movement, I think that's why AI is getting more popular, because you can practice without having to be Me Too'd as much
I mean,
till later. Good, yeah.
I hear that concern. And again, that's why I am 100% agreeing with this guy that it would be great to teach mating dynamics in the sense that, like, yeah, it is a skill to learn how to help women feel safe when you approach them. It's 100% a skill. And I
Interesting.
think there, if there were classes and training and like, look, you could talk with a therapist about this. You could work with a coach on this. You could work with a sex therapist on this, like how to make women feel comfortable, help women feel comfortable when you approach them. And frankly, There's nothing wrong with the, I think I've probably said this on the show before. I used to work with an acting career coach, and I'm sure it's not hers, right? I know she took it from somewhere else, Dallas Travers, who used to say the problem is the solution. And in this case, like, say you meet this like gorgeous woman and you're at a bar or something, right? And you're interested. So, like, the problem is the solution. You go up to her and you say, hey, I think you are absolutely stunning. And I'm not going to lie, it's a little hard for me to approach you. I want to make sure that you feel safe, and I want to make sure that you feel seen, and I want to just be here and have a nice conversation and get to know you. Do you think we could do that? Like, if somebody came up to me and said that, I'd be like, well, okay, sure. Yeah, great. Or unless I was like, I'm busy right now, or whatever. Like, that's a safe person that you could say, thank you, but I'm not, or yes, I would love to. And the thing is,
Oh,
you kind of have to get used to rejection, right? Like,
that's
this
a,
is a
it's the,
thing.
it's go, overcoming the fear of honesty and truth over the
And
fear of not getting what you want or rejection, right? Again, it's like the
you're
instant
never
gratification,
gonna
rejection and that stuff.
overcome any of those things unless you practice. You're just not. Take it from me. I've been a performer in my life. Trust me. You don't get used to rejection unless you're going out there and putting yourself there out there on a regular basis. And frankly, if you're not putting yourself out there at all, you are instantly rejecting yourself. And I know that this is a logic thing, but like, you're never gonna get a yes if you're not willing to get no's.
You're right. I mean, a wise woman once told me through a Confucius fortune cookie type proverb, do the thing you
Love that.
fear, and the death of fear is certain.
Oh, I know who
And
told you that. That's
also,
awesome.
a wise comedian named Adam Carolla once said he asked a bunch of people on the guys on the street who would always go to girls and be like, hey, babe, you want to go fuck around? Or you look beautiful, you know, you want to
Ugh,
hang out with me?
gross.
And he's like, all he went up to him saying, like, dude, why the fuck you do, does this ever work? He's like, all maybe once every month or you know, once every 1,000 people or something. He's like, all
That's the thing. Some people do play the numbers
But
game.
that's what you're saying there. And again, like that, don't use the numbers game to get a, you know, abuse people, but get
Yeah,
it,
please
use it
don't.
to get over your fears of what you're talking about, like your fear of rejection. Because that guy has completely conquered his fear of rejection because he gets rejected 1,000 times a month minimum or something, where it's
But
like,
do be courteous and thoughtful
well, of
and
course, of
kind.
course, of
And
course.
yeah,
But I'm just saying,
yes.
like, to the, like, it's the middle. You don't want to go to the extreme. Of course, none of us wants to be that guy in the street heckling women all the time. Okay, or either or guys. If you're gonna heckle guys, either you don't want to be that girl either. But you know what I mean? Like, you have to get over that fear of rejection to achieve what we're talking about.
You know what taught me rejection better than anything else?
What?
I used to work as a cater waiter for a while. And man, walking up to fancy people with hors d'oeuvres, trying to make them eat, it's not an easy thing
Oh,
to do. Those
interesting.
people don't like to eat in front of their friends or with their fancy dresses. So you get a lot of
Interesting.
no's. But your job is to go out there with that stupid tray of whatever and offer it to people. I got so many no's. At first, it kind of stung. I was like, why does this suck?
Don't worry, you're not your food. You're not what you're serving.
Get used to
You're
it.
not being
So,
rejected. The
look, find a class, talk to a therapist, talk to a coach, or like just put yourself out there and allow yourself to be honest and courteous. And most importantly, listen to the person you are approaching. Like, really listen. But get out of your PJs, get out of your bed, get out of your phone, and go out there and meet real people. It's worth it.
Oh, amen. All right. Well, I think we have time for, I mean, I don't know. We're getting close. Probably have like 7 minutes more or so on average. Like, do you think we should go
I've got a
through?
really positive one. Can we do these two
Let's do the
quick? What do you
positive.
think?
Let's do it. Yeah, we'll try.
Well,
Go
do you
for
want
it.
to, let's do yours
Mine's
first, because I
negative,
don't want to
though.
end on a, I
Yeah, you
don't
don't
want
want
to
to end on
end on
negative.
that.
Okay, we'll go through it. Trigger warning for those. This may trigger some of you, so it has to do
Hardcore.
with you know, a little bit of sexual abuse or abuse of power, power of sexual abuse. So like, okay, for those of you sports fans, there's a guy called Wander Franco, $182 million contract just a couple years ago, signed with the Tampa Bay Rays. And he disappeared in the middle of last season, and finally, news is finally breaking out of what happened because there was rumors swirling around of it had something to do with engaging with minors and all this stuff. And unfortunately, those were mostly true. Again, these are still allegations and he's going through the process, but he was arrested and then let go on bonds or something like that. He's on house arrest, I believe, and they have to go to court every month. Just to let you know, at least there's something going on where they're keeping him detained, so you're a little bit safe. Because the news before this was that he was missing and we didn't know where he was. But now it's like, no, they've got him detained and everything. Anyway, so the thing is, back in September 2023, he raided a woman's home who was a mother of a 14-year-old girl. And through their investigation, it's seeming that he's been paying the mother thousands and thousands of dollars a month, probably about $2,000 a month. And get gifted her like a $26,000 car and doing these things so that she could have basically the way they quoted it in the file was commercial and sexual exploitation of her daughter, of the girl. So basically she would go and they would go out and have like vacations together and basically act as a couple. But she's 14, he's 23, I think, or something like that.
Yikes.
And so he's paying off the mother and he's got a $182 million bankroll. And it's like, what the fuck is going on? So again, it's a sad situation. And also, so if you want to get in the details, you know, when you're actually in a decent enough mindset to do so, the link will be in the description. But I just wanted to bring this up because I'm a big sports fan. And also, I think it's interesting with the money dynamic because they keep going back to that, where I do think the important thing is that, you know, it blows us away, but we can get something actually positive for our own lives in this by saying, like, listen, it doesn't matter if it's $182 million or whatever. The things you do, the choices you make, you know, you don't think that you can, if you have a lot of money or if you just spend your money, it matters, like how you spend that money. Because I think him spending this, and it wasn't a big part of his bankroll. Like, he's, again, it was like a $22,000 car, $2,000 a month when he's making $182 million a year. The choices you make in to do terrible things with rapey activity, power activity, you know, abusive power, abuse of all these things can ruin your life. I think he's not going to be in baseball for a long time. His career's probably over. He's going to have to deal with all this shit, and rightly so. I mean, if all of these things are true and this is what's going on, he should be punished to the full extent of the law and be going through rehab so he doesn't do this shit ever again or think that this is all right. But I do think it's important for all of us to know that, to know this, that, you know, again, that to how much he makes, these are pennies on the dollar of how much he makes. And I think we can learn that could work for us too. Don't think it's like, oh, you know, I can spend $20 and do this and it's going to be okay. Or I can do these actions and it's okay because it's not that big a deal. But it's like, no, when it comes to abuse and all these things, it's always a huge deal. He tried to wash it away because it's in Dominica, not in America. Well, he's working in America, but then.
Yeah, I don't know what their laws are.
Oh, I think this is going to be pretty bad, though. I don't know.
I don't know what the age of consent is there.
Luckily, baseball is good at blocking people who they think are going to give a bad thing to their brand name. They always have that clause in there. So even if he is not held in Dominica, if these charges are at all seen as true, and that's what he's doing, baseball can totally block him out. They have that.
He's in
there.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Age of consent in Dominican Republic is 18.
See, there you go. 14. Yeah. Not even close.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but 14-year-olds cannot. They really, I mean, talk about brains not being fully formed. They're not in a place to be making decisions like that.
No, before we move on to the positive.
Processing those complex
emotions. Any thoughts you want to say on this article? I thought it was poignant
I'm kind of curious, like, do you think this is a product of A, no matter how much money you make, no matter who, like, you're going to be who you are. Right? Good person's gonna be a good person. Bad person's gonna be a good person, bad person. Or do you think this is like B, money seems to make people crazy sometimes, like AKA Kanye West and Elon Musk, right? Like,
I love this question.
Curious.
So I'm of the, okay. So
I'm
like,
going to say both.
When you were going down that path, I was thinking that, but I was like, oh wait, the way you phrased it, I think I lean more towards,
A, but in a different way than
you said it. Cause that's why maybe it is C, but it's like, so I kind of agree with both, but also in a different way. Cause I do think one terrible thing that infects, a lot of different cultures, I think, in different ways, is a victim mentality, that type of saboteur, the victim saboteur. And I think that's why I lean more towards A, because I do, you hear it all the time from people, getting close to being super rich or are super rich, that like money doesn't change things. It just speeds up the process amplifies. Of who you are. It amplifies you. Yeah. It speeds up the process or amplifies it. Right. That's what you're kind of saying with A, saying how much money you make just is going to make it more you. And I'm like, oh, I think it speeds it up or amplifies it. It doesn't make you crazy. I think it just makes it more that. And so they were going to learn these lessons in life. It's just the money sped it up and amplified it to this level where it's so bad. And now they have to learn this lesson now immediately, instead of if they hadn't had so much money, they would probably learn it later on when they were doing other things, right? So I think it's more that, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd go down that.
I think who knows? I don't know this man, but great I'm glad question. I don't know this man because
yeah.
I would be real, real sad if I found out that one of my friends was actually a pedophile. Yeah. So to any women who've been through this, we love you. We see you. To any men who've been through this, we love you and see you.
Yeah.
We're sorry. You know, underaged.
Damn you priests.
It's anyway, really, yeah. It's really sad. So what we wish for all of you in the new year is happy, healthy, sexy, age appropriate relationships. And speaking of which, I have this really fun article. So basically this is a nerdy thing. The New York Post, I love this. It was published on New Year's Day, as it well should be. Cougars are happier and have better sex than women with men of same age.
Study. Hey, that's me.
And we now, go to no, I'm just now this is actually from a report in the journal Sexual and Relationship Therapy, which I did go ahead and look up. The article is titled Age Hypogamy, Emotional Intelligence, Sexual Self-Efficacy, that sounds fun, and Subjective Happiness Associations. This is by Marilyn Thomas and Samantha Banbury, Joanne Lesher, and Chris Chandler. Also, rest in peace, Chandler Bing. Anyway, so these are some psychology professors from London Metropolitan University, and the New York Post is getting real excited about this article, saying like it's proven. Look, this journal study had a very, very small sample size. They recruited 24 women for their research. So it's really not that large of a sample size. And part of this, I'll explain that later. So in a sample of 24 women, I'm going to the journal now, 17 of them were dating men who were about 10 years younger than themselves. And 7 of them were in similar age relationships. They compared these groups with levels of emotional intelligence, sexual self-efficacy, and subjective happiness. They found that the cougars, quote unquote, had higher scores among these measures than women who were dating men who were like of the same age. And because those three, values, I guess, were associated with fulfilling intimate relationships. This study is wondering if that preconceived notion that women in relationships with younger men are less fulfilling is actually wrong. They're this is totally wrong. Like, and why would this be less fulfilling or successful a relationship than women in like similar aged relationships? So we make fun of cougars all the time. I think this is why these researchers are saying, like, actually, in fact, these relationships tend to be more successful, longer lasting, and happier. But they also complain about in this journal that further research needs to be done because there really isn't very much research on this topic at all. And that's what I think is actually really interesting. Not how like the New York Post is like, hey, cougars are definitely happier, but the journal itself is saying in our very small study, we found that these women were actually happier. And on all these great metrics, like emotional intelligence and like subjective happiness, I love the sexual self-efficacy, like clearly these women are fulfilled. They're happy. They're doing great. But what I love about this journal is it's saying more research is needed. So ladies, if you're listening in 2024 and and you're a heterosexual woman, or I don't know if this applies to lesbians because we did not get that data, but for sure, women who want to date men. Would be
interesting study.
If you're interested in dating younger men, it sounds like go ahead and do it and submit your research.
Yeah.
Women, feel free to let us know how happy you are this year, whether you're in a relationship with someone who's of the same age, who's older, or who's younger. We'd love to hear your data on this, since apparently the data is really not strong enough. So let us know. Give it a try. Try all three and see what makes you happier. I highly recommend that.
Make a journal of those three actual factors. But since the days of The Graduate and Mrs. Robinson, you know, I'm pretty sure speaking from the man's side, you know, there will be plenty of people, test subjects would be happy to oblige. And it all has to do with you, Cougar, staying safe, whether you're lesbian cougar or not, or heterosexual, stay safe with it. And, you know, don't do anything you wouldn't want to do, but go, you know, at least have the confidence that it's okay. And we're, you know, like, it's great. I think it's fascinating that, like, I mean, here's my thoughts on it too, in general, because in general, I don't really like the term cougar. It's kind of, it doesn't make any sense to me why it's called that either. Someone's going to have to explain that to me sometime, or you can message us on that. But like, lastly, I do think it's all about
fierce and they're on the hunt.
Oh,
rawr.
Well, I like that.
They're on the hunt in the jungle of mating.
But the thing is that it's all internal to me. Like, I think the reason it's a sad situation. This is why I probably don't like the term cougars and stuff, where it's like, I think women are like that beautiful and that great with their sexual desires, but society tends to suppress it. And then finally, when they get a certain age, the cougar age or whatever, then they can actually enjoy and be themselves and actually tap into these things that are natural for everybody. And it's like, all
like that woman in your
It comes
article.
From inside. Yeah. It comes from the inside, not from the actual, it's great because of the age thing. It's like, oh no, you could actually have this great, what is it? Pleasure and a fulfilling sex life with even the same age or different, but it's because it's coming from within that's doing it. It's the way I always view it. And I'm like, it always saddens me hearing about that cougar stuff, but this is a great step in the right direction of like, this needs to be done. Cause it's like, I do think if they go down to that the end of that rainbow with the pot of gold is like, it has nothing to do with the age difference and all this. It has to do with how much we're suppressing actual sexuality in society. That's the way I would think anyway.
I love that. Also, you know, it hails back to my other article too, because that professor said that the way that like Gen Z males in particular were disengaging with women was driving more women to date older men. So in fact, if we want our society to be happier overall, Gen Z men, we need you to step up to the plate. Younger men in general, we need you. We
overcome
need you.
Your
Come
fears.
Through. Come through. Get off those sex A-bots. Wait, sex AI bots. I can do this. God, I sound like...
Don't worry. We went a little long, like, but it was great. If any of you want to see the articles, check it out in the description. And if you ever, you know, any of our Patreons, or you can actually don't have to be Patreons, sexytimedlove@gmail.com. Send us an email and give us a news article if you want us to talk about it in the sexy news. We'll be happy to take a look and see if it can make the show. So I really appreciate it.
You know, we love those questions.
Questions and news. Thank you so much. Until next week, stay sexy. Stay safe.
And don't get caught in public, especially not with a sex AI bot. That would be really weird.
That's weird.
Right?
Thank you so much for coming along with us on this episode of Sexy Time. The party goes on after each show with unfettered access to your hosts in an uncensored and private live segment we call Pillow Talk. Become a Sexy Time subscriber to join in on the fun at patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. That's patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. It is always a pleasure to see you there. If you've enjoyed our company and would like to support us, be sure to tap that share button and spread the love. Join us again next week, wherever you listen to podcasts, for another Sexy Time. Until next time, this is the Mistress of Ceremonies, sending her love. Stay sexy.